listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
713-780-3776. So Russ is staying in all these scenarios. I think the most difficult part of this whole thing is Russ, isn't it? I mean, I guess you could trade him for John Wall, who I guess you could trade him to a team that doesn't have a star. Because you know what? Russ finished seventh in the league in scoring.
Mm-hmm.
And before the pandemic, he was averaging 31. I mean, Russ was good, really good. And Russ actually had some self-awareness and stopped shooting threes. He's not a good defender, but he's a high energy guy. And Russ has still got value, but apparently, I don't know, maybe, and maybe this is part of the reason maybe Russ wanted, and there was rumors behind the scenes, is he's not as appreciated as he was. He's a second fiddle now when he was the show before. He was an MVP, and you just don't look at Russ like that anymore.
No, I think Russ is. I think it's just harder to trade Russ. You just can't trade him.
Oh yeah,
you know you just can't deal him. He's viewed as a bad contract. Let's think about this. Where does Russ really fit? Like, how does he fit as a player? I was thinking about this. Russ isn't a fit for anybody. I'll tell you why I say this. The more I think about it, Russ has to be the lead dog. Can you win with Russ as the lead dog? No.
You can go so far. He carried Oklahoma City to a certain level.
But Russ has a hard time playing with
other... There's a lot of teams that aren't at that level that wouldn't mind being at that level and wouldn't mind having a star like Russ to sell.
But those are going to be smaller market teams. Yeah. So who does Russ like... He has to be somebody who's hungry for a star.
Sacramento, you think Minnesota... You think Orlando, you think Charlotte, you think
Charlotte,
even Washington. Yeah. I mean,
because think about this. If you got a really good player, like he played with Paul George, that didn't work out. You don't really want Russ Hamlin. Like you don't, he's not efficient. He's fairly inefficient for today's game. And Russ makes a ton and he's had some injury issues and he doesn't play smart basketball. When he has the ball in his hands, he's explosive. He'll get a lot of.
Listen, what Daryl always said, I need a star. And then, you know what? A lot of these teams, they need a star.
Yeah.
And Russ is a star.
Yep.
I mean, I think there would be some excitement in Orlando or there would be some excitement in Minnesota or Sacramento.
Absolutely.
Russ is here. Wow. We can sell some tickets.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
I agree.
He makes a lot of money, but he's going to make you some. Well, I don't know if he'll make you money, if he'll break even. You'll break even on the deal, but at least you'll get some acclaim. At least somebody might buy your jersey as opposed to now. Who's buying a T-Wolves jersey?
At least somebody buy your. But it is true. Some teams just love that stuff.
Yeah.
If you could move him.
The Rockets love that stuff.
If you could. Yeah, and this is why if James is going to be gone, I think Tillman would rather keep somebody who's a star, somebody who can get people excited. He still wants to sell tickets. He wants somebody who can go get 40 on a night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do think. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, unless you're going to get something for it. I'm not sitting here telling you I want to hang on to Russell Westbrook's not going to get you anything. He'll get you other bad contracts. He's not going to get you anything. That's not going to happen. So if you want to keep him, then keep him as the guy who is going to, you know, get some people to buy tickets next year. People buy Westbrook jerseys. Russ has games that are like a triple-double, and people get excited, and that's fine. James is a guy that helps you to potentially go to your rebuild, what you get for James. And that's why... ESPN had a quote about it. The Rockets, a high-level source, says the Rockets are willing to get uncomfortable, meaning James can put out whatever he wants. Russ can leak whatever he wants. They can be on all the talk shows. It doesn't matter. And that's what I want to know. I want my front office and ownership not to get – I want them not to get bullied into doing a move for 50 cents on a dollar. I'd rather them say, we'll get uncomfortable. We know we can, you know, we know we got a shot to get to 50 wins with James and Russ here. We're fine. That's fine. We'll keep doing it. You either make us a real offer or beat it.
I don't know what I know of Tillman and speaking to him. I don't think he's happy with 50 wins and okay. I know that. I mean, not winning that that Warriors series was a killer.
But you don't have to tell other teams that.
Was a killer for them. I mean, and, right, no. But staying status quo here and just being in James purgatory. Now, again, I think maybe this offseason has changed things because he has said, you know, oh, no, we think we were windows open. We think we're champ, blah, 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 blah. I don't know how you can believe all that. But, you know, you still want to sell tickets. You're going into a year after not having any fans at all. You're going into a year where you want to fill up the arena as much as possible. Mm-hmm. And James and Russ would do that.
Right.
There would be people there. I don't know about filling it up. But there will be people there to see James and Russ because they will make you still competitive in the West, somewhat competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't, you know, I guess that'll be good enough now. Maybe the bar has changed because it was championship or bust for Tillman just a couple of years ago.
Just a couple of years ago it was.
It was championship or bust, and maybe that bar, it has moved.
I just know that, it'll be interesting to see what happens before the season. Already, this is the only segment that Max Kellerman and what is this called? The last word, first take. But I don't know.
Should Rockets demand Kyrie as part of any Harden trade? They ain't doing that. I guess they're not doing that.
You know, I feel like I know kind of what a championship build out looks like. Like what the Mavericks are doing. I feel like their build-out is headed in the right direction. Doesn't mean you're there, but I feel like you're headed in the right direction with the Mavericks. I feel like Milwaukee could be headed in the right direction. Anything with Kyrie Irving, just honestly, Kyrie's becoming too big a pain in the ass. I don't think that looks like championship. Kyrie actually set the Celtics back. Mm-hmm. Just having him on the team.
They were better without him.
Having him on the team set them back. He and LeBron couldn't get along. I don't know how to do it. I don't think that's what a championship looks like, is having Kyrie Irving in your building as the best player. I don't think that's what a build-out looks like. So I'm not interested. I'm interested in the Rockets competing for a championship, and to do that, it has to get a little ugly first. Had to get a little ugly first for the Astros. The Texans aren't even – the Texans have a house that no one really wants. They're in a neighborhood – of the NFL where there's these other, they got a teardown. Honestly, the Texans are a teardown right now. You ain't getting any kind of value. The Texans are a teardown, and you're going to have to tear down to the studs and rebuild that thing. And I don't know that they're willing to do it. They'll probably just, you know, they're not going to, they've somehow been able to sell that house to the general public for 20 years. Can they continue to do it? At some point, aren't they going to have a hard time selling season tickets?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They got to at some point.
Despite what Jamie Root said, there is going to come a time when this, or when people are just saying, well, again, especially after this year, I ain't paying that money. I'm paying that silly money for this product. I just ain't doing it. And if they try to pull this crap off of one more year of Romeo Crennel because we can't interview head coaches, if they pull this crap, people aren't stupid.
Yeah.
This is a different world. Everybody's informed now. Everybody's informed. It's not just I love my red, white, and blue Texans, and that's all there is to it.
And people are a little more, they're just saltier in general than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
No. 10 years ago, than 5 years ago. People are more cynical. They don't have the same disposable income in many cases.
And they're more well informed.
And yeah.
And you get all the information. And you see what a bungling bunch of...
And guess what? The experience of tailgating and all that stuff, that's kind of worn off for a lot of people, too. They can sit at their Texas Custom Patio's patio and eat and drink and watch TV on a patio or a sports bar or whatever the case
may be. Well, they can do that, and they can also bet on them at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. That's what they could do. I mean, that's the important thing, is if they're betting on their team, they want to watch them, right? I don't necessarily have to go to the games, but I can watch them on TV. All I got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and start and play. And there's everything. I mean, you may be an Australian rules football aficionado. I don't know what you're into, what kind of crazy kinky stuff you're into. But if that's the case, well, my friend, all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, because you can bet on volleyball in Russia. You can table tennis in China. I mean, there's all. What do you want to bet on? It is ridiculous. ridiculous how much you can bet on. And it's all right there. So if you've got inside information on anything, like silly soccer in Europe or something, then all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio, and start and play and win and get paid. Because you do get paid. And oh, by the way, your initial deposit, they'll double it. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio, the best place to play, win, and get paid. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, Dell, did you do your podcast yet?
Not for this week, no. I'll do it tomorrow morning.
What do you think of Wisconsin only 7.5 over Northwestern?
I don't know. I haven't even... Who's playing?
Wisconsin's playing Northwestern.
No, I mean, what players are playing?
Well, Graham Mertz is playing. That's all I care about.
Oh, here's what. By the way, I found this out about the Aggies. Here's what happened. Now do the. So if you're within 15 feet of somebody for more than no, if you're within 6 feet of somebody for more than 15 minutes, players are all wearing wearables, and so that can trace you, and it's for contact tracing. And so if you're within 6 feet of somebody for more than 15 minutes, you are in contact tracing. So,
and then who you are
one
with.
Player, we yeah,
and so on and so on and so on.
It can, well, if you test positive, yeah, then they got to contact trace you. Here's what happened with A&M. A player tested positive on Thursday, and they said, okay, he's not going. He's not making this trip. This was what was their last game they played?
South Carolina.
Yeah, road game South Carolina. So then they do their testing. There's, I think it's 3 days a week. The next testing came back on Sunday, and one of the players who made the trip popped a positive test. So what they had to do was they had to contact trace everyone around him. He was in a middle seat. So the row in front of him, the row behind him, and then the first and second seats of the row in front of him and to the right.
To the side.
To the side and to the back. It hit all 14 of those guys, and it wiped out a position group. I think it was DBs that were wiped out for A&M, and so they couldn't have played. That's why the contact tracing. And then a 14-day tracing meant it's dead for Ole Miss, too. Can't do anything about Ole Miss. So that's how the contact tracing will get you. They say, and Jimbo's kind of talked about this. You brought it up with them. Contact tracing is more devastating for programs. Baylor said that supposedly with Houston, their contact tracing blasted all their offensive linemen. Like, if one guy gets it and he's in a room and their wearables say that you're within 6 feet for 15 minutes, and that could easily happen in a meeting room, you're 14 days.
Even with face masks.
Yeah.
Even with wearing.
Because it's contact. Well, because somebody's tested positive.
So what's the what do? You switch seats every 10 minutes. How do you
know how you game the system?
Yeah.
Get out and walk around, guys.
Yeah.
get out and scatter around the building. Yeah. Every 10 minutes, I'll have you guys move to the corners of the room and stay here for 3 minutes. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what I would do.
Texas is just a 29-point favorite over Kansas. Well, Texas, Kansas is the worst program maybe in college football history.
I like Arkansas loves that you're saying that after last year.
Arkansas, how about this? LSU is a 2.5-point favorite over Arkansas.
Arkansas coming off probably their worst performance of the year, what Florida did to them.
I don't know.
Is that in Fayetteville or what? Little Rock, where they're playing the game this year?
Yeah. In Arkansas.
At Arkansas. LSU's how many weeks off LSU now?
They've been off two, right?
2 weeks now. And are the quarterbacks going
to
play?
Well, they had the bye, and then they didn't play Alabama.
So they've had...
This is 3 weeks since their last game.
And are their quarterbacks back? Who's going to be able to play?
I don't know. Are they better
that?
Off with Miles Brennan? I'm not so sure.
Because when they had to shut it down, did they even have a... They had one quarterback who could play, possibly.
I would say the only reason the kid played so well is because he played South Carolina.
Correct.
Who was awful.
Correct.
So that's a... How about Iowa, only a 2.5-point favorite over Penn State?
Well, that's based on Penn State still having the Jimmies and the Joes, but stinking this year.
Yeah,
that's what that's about.
They're really bad, and Iowa just slaughtered. Who did they beat the snot out of?
Was it Michigan State?
Michigan State. Michigan State's gotten it pushed all the way in.
What's going on?
Huh?
And they also beat up on Minnesota too. Who's bad? That's what
I didn't even know. Are we on the air?
Yes. Relax.
I thought we were just having a college football talk off the air.
No, this isn't training day. We're sitting around the table. Hey, have you ever hit it? No. What are you doing?
Ever hit it? Oh
no, that's not what we're doing here.
Cincinnati at Central Florida -6. Cincinnati.
That's what we call one of those scary games for Cincy. Going on the road too.
Yeah, but I tell you what,
the proverbial. Well, they didn't even win the conference last year, but UCF has some pelts on the wall, but they're not that good this
year. They're not that good this year. That's the most disappointing loss for Houston this year since Central Florida, that they came in and did what they did. There's some odd. What I like to call them, though, odd lines.
Well, you use other words. I use odd or strange. Yeah. What's the Iowa line again?
I say weird.
I say weird, too.
I say queer.
I know you do. Iowa's 2.5 on the road.
Iowa's 2.5 on the road.
I think I like it. Can Penn State go? Are they really going to go 0-5?
They're not good.
I know that, but still 0-5 for Penn State. Is that what we're looking at?
No,
can't see it happening.
We're not looking at that.
They got to win. They're beating Iowa.
What do you think OU is over Oklahoma State?
Is it in Norman?
Yeah.
Norman. Not a lot. I'll say 4.
I'll go 7.
7.
Yeah.
I mean, just the appearance. I'll tell you this, though. You're going to find it hard.
Yeah, but last week there was a bunch of guys missing at Oklahoma State, right?
Yes. Well, right before the game started, they lost guys.
So I watched their offensive line. I'm keeping their offensive line alive in the Joe Moore Awards. Because they looked terrible in the offensive line last week. Hopefully their right tackle was missing, because whoever that was at right tackle was dog turds.
Yeah, they played Kansas State a couple Saturdays ago. And maybe they'll get their guys back because they had a week off.
Yeah, I like Oklahoma State there.
Actually. I don't.
You don't?
Oh, I don't know.
Defense is good.
Their defense is really good. I think he's going to have a hard time.
Oh, Oklahoma State.
But it's Gundy against Oklahoma, so.
Yeah, forget about it.
And your theory about TCU and Texas, that plays here.
Except
Gundy, it's the opposite.
Except Gundy has an excuse. Oklahoma's more talented than him every year, usually. But what is Texas excuse against TCU?
Yeah, I just think that, oh my goodness. Sanders has been terrible.
I'm telling you.
Terrible.
I didn't understand. I get it. He was like the Big 12 newcomer of the year. I think he was like 21-9 last year.
No, they were excited.
Like, okay, whatever. Put the freshman's better, probably.
The freshman is better. Illingworth is better. He's just flat out better. And
Oklahoma has it. I know Kansas stinks, and they put it on Kansas. But Oklahoma, since we last stopped paying attention to them, they got it going.
Yep.
They figure some things out offensively, and defensively they play better.
Yeah, this will be the best defense he plays, though.
Yeah.
You know,
This is a rivalry game, and Oklahoma State never wins it.
No. And that's one of the problems.
2-11 against them.
So one thing we haven't talked about that will have an impact on this year's NBA season is the NBA announced the structure and format of their upcoming season on Tuesday night. The schedule is going to be released in two different halves. What the league is calling the first half and the second half. The schedule for the first half, which will run from December 22nd to March 4th, will be released around the start of training camp set for December 1st. The league won't release the schedule for the second half until later in the first half. That will include the rest of each team's 72-game regular season. Remember, this year it's 72 and not 82. Now, part of that is going to be, I would assume, because we are going to see some outbreaks with teams, just like we're seeing in the general public. Once you contact trace with basketball, you're done, and you could be done for 14 days. That could wipe out a lot of games. So I think they're going to have to keep an open mind about how they're doing this, because they're not doing a bubble this year. The All-Star break is set to take place March 5th through 10th. The old All-Star break was in February, if I remember correctly. Mid-February. The second half of the season will run from March 11th to May 16th. There is going to be a play-in tournament that is going to be held from May 18th to May 21st before the playoffs start May 22nd. We talked about what that's going to look like. 7 and 8 will play. 9 and 10 will play. The loser of 7-8 will play the winner of 9 and 10 to determine who gets into the playoffs. Along with
win two if you're 9 and 10.
I think it's a one game playoff.
Well, last year it was the higher seed had to win two, and the better team had to win.
Well, here's the deal. It starts May 18th, so I don't see it goes from the 18th to the 21st.
Back to back days at the home court.
I guess you could.
That's what they did this year.
I mean,
well, they would have if Portland hadn't swept the Grizzlies away. They would have done the back to back, but Portland won in one, right? They won the first game, but yeah, it would have been back to back to back. Just depending on each. Actually, 2 days, and then they will have a day off.
Each NBA team is going to
16 through 18 means there could be three games.
18 through 21, yeah.
There could be three games.
There could be. Gives no rest at all.
Now it involves two different teams.
Yeah, so that's why I think it's going to be one and done. All it is for the 7 and 8, both of them are, well, it doesn't guarantee that one of those teams makes it. Like,
but
one
why
of these
is the
teams,
7 playing the 8, and the 9's playing the 10, and the winners play each other? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Because I think they don't want a chance for 7 and 8 to both be eliminated by 9 and 10, where neither one of them makes it in. This way, one of them is guaranteed of making it.
First of all, that doesn't make sense because there's only one team that comes out, so there will only be 7 teams in the playoff.
No, 7 and 8 play. The winner is automatically in. The loser plays the winner of the 9-10, and the winner of that gets in.
I got you.
So it makes a little more sense.
Okay.
It makes a little more sense. Each team's going to play the teams within their conference 3 times for a total of 42 games, while playing the teams from the opposing conference twice each for 30 games. That's 72. I got news for you. I could see an NBA schedule that looked like 72 games.
Yeah.
And maybe, but the problem is going to be, if you spread it out and you gave players enough rest, you could conceivably say, look, does this eliminate? I mean, we're eliminating 10 games.
That's a lot of revenue for
realistically,
teams.
That's a lot of revenue, but those rest days for players, load management, more load management.
Yeah, but that season's not starting until December 23rd, so guess what? You're not going to have nearly as much load management. I mean, you're starting the season much later.
Well, you're starting it later, but they're still going to pack 72 games into
a tight schedule.
Yeah, so they're going to want to do more load management.
Yeah, right.
I don't even know if Kawhi's going to play 40 games this year. He's got to manage so much of his loads.
Phrasing.
What?
Yeah. A lot of phrasing.
What's wrong with the phrasing of that?
I think you know exactly.
No, I don't.
You set it up. You talked in a deliberate tone so you can get your joke out. We know what you're doing.
Get a joke out, Dale. I don't like the way this.
You talked in a tone, so you made sure you didn't screw it up. You got your joke out. We know what you're doing.
Yeah. You don't know how jokes are set up.
You're
or
not
timing.
Fooling. I could hear the change.
You
in your voice.
You couldn't hear the change in anything. The inflection.
It was clear. It was clear. Stop it. Clear? We know what you were doing. Yeah.
People
fool
won't
anybody.
Know. You don't need to try to pull the curtain back
you're
on
the
Great Wizard of Oz.
You're the worst because you did the whole pushed in, and then you did all this other stuff.
Yeah, the other one too. The loads and the pushing it all the way in.
You did both. What's the matter with you?
Where Where's Marty?
Yeah, he's...
What the... Hey, Marty.
That's your boy.
Hey, Marty.
Get your dad.
Get your dad over here. I hope Marty's not listening. Okay? With your loads. 929 ESPN.
Watching too much Peaky Blinders.
929 ESPN. I have seen a lot of Peaky Blinders.
It's no matter.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Been a lot of filth in the last couple segments, so I'm going to give you something that's wholesome. What's more wholesome than drinking beer and playing golf? Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting ProVision. This year's tournament will take place Thursday, December 3rd at 11:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from our official beer provider, St. Arnold Brewing Company. Lunch, dinner, and 18 holes of golf. Register now at ESPN975.com and listen tomorrow for something special. If you want to play golf with one of our famed hosts, you're going to have the opportunity to do that. So listen in tomorrow for a chance to play with one of these two Jamokes. I guess you're going to spend time with them.
Well, it ain't going to be me.
Well, me.
Yeah. I was trying to tease some people. But yeah, clearly one of them has shoulder herpes, so he can't play.
Right.
Not a real
thing. And the other.
It kind of is.
Would play if he was, you know. Blotto, so you can figure out who's
playing. You want to drink and have a good time? Call
tomorrow.
Call me
tomorrow
for a good time. Call me.
Is your number on the bathroom stall door?
Yeah, probably. Probably. Call John. Right.
And let's go. To recap the show.
Where did they get? Where can they bid on this?
It'll start tomorrow. It'll be an auction.
It's an auction.
John's- to recap our show, we talked a little bit about, we played a James Harden, Everything I Do for James, Daryl Morey to James Harden love song. We possibly. That was early. We talked about James Harden.
Do it now.
James Harden potentially being traded and what that might look like and why other teams wouldn't trade their best stars for the Rockets' best star, despite James being elite. We for the most part, stayed away from Texans talk. There was a little bit of FKM talk with different owners that went sideways. And then John also, one of the things that came out on the show, is John almost basically refused to answer the question, has he ever called a woman that he really respected a hoe? Because...
He said earlier
on the show, hoes need to eat too.
And he's arguing that using the word hoe doesn't always have to be negative.
How did the hoe thing come? Oh, LeVar Ball. That's right. I'm like, how do we get to
so John,
housewives?
Have you thought about it?
I've been in the breaks. I'm just nonstop.
Yeah, you two weren't virus shedding in there singing. In the breaks nonstop.
Virus shedding.
We're not super spreaders.
Wide mouths open, singing like your lives depended on it, virus shedders.
No, we're one day more.
Yeah, that.
Another day, another destiny.
Is that Sean Connery singing?
It kind of is.
Yeah, what are you doing in there?
Yeah, it kind of is.
Another day, another destiny.
We're prom queen.
Sean Connery. I tell you what,
I
will say,
Sean Connery, I miss him already.
I've been very excited about the Billy Boys, the thick Glasgow accents, and y'all didn't tell me how damn good Alfie Solomons was. Bane. God, why am I forgetting
Tom Hardy's
name? Yeah, God, Tom Hardy is super good.
Oh, he's great.
This guy's. How did this show not get any nominations? Emmy nominations? This seems impossible.
It didn't? Nothing?
No, I don't think it ever got... It's like considered one of the great snubs of all time. Tom Hardy in this thing is tremendous. He is... There is some Bane similarities. Like, is this just how he talks in real life? Does he have to go out of his way to be understood? Like, is that almost like hard work for him to talk where you can understand what he's saying in other movies?
Who knows?
Isn't that how he was too?
When he's Bane, he talks exactly like
and wasn't he in... What was the... DiCaprio movie where he got violated by the bear. Relevant.
He talked just Revenant. Like that in Revenant as well.
Revenant.
He was Southern.
No one knows how he actually talks. So he doesn't do many interviews, so we're not.
He had an. I think he had an American accent for Warrior, where he was a cage fighter. He's an MMA fighter.
Ooh, is that when he was in the prison? No.
No. When he was in the prison.
Oh, no. Remember in the Asian, what was it? Who was the one with in the Asian prison that was a cage fighter? That was horrible, that movie.
That was a box. Oh, yeah, it was a Thai kickboxer. Ugh, it was a good movie. It was not a great scene.
No.
It was a terrible, as a matter of fact, one of the worst, most terrible scenes I've ever seen. Oh, that was just a terrible, I don't want to think about what that movie was. It was a highly regarded movie. But also, Tom Hardy was also in one of the Mad Maxes, which is really a highly rated movie. It was a good movie.
The sequel has been announced, so he'll be doing that again. And he's also, John, you wouldn't watch it because it's a cartoon movie. He's one of the Marvel characters. He plays Venom.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where he wears a top hat, and it was a show that was on FX?
Oh, that's coming back, Taboo.
Yeah, Taboo. I think he was kind of the same kind of dude on Taboo.
Yeah, that'll be back this year at some point for season 2. 3 years between the season first airing and now the second season coming up.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Is it worth watching?
I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not very joyful. It's not going to be many happy moments.
Yeah. Cal, guess who I was able to pick up in fantasy?
In golf or football?
Football. Dolphins D. Oh, I'm going to score some points.
And they're going up against Drew Locke or maybe not Drew Locke because he's got a rib injury. So either way, you either have a backup quarterback or the turnover machine, Drew Locke.
A guy who will give – I mean, is it a lock that the Dolphins defense scores first in this game?
Or at least sets up a score like the special teams.
Drew Locke is starting to play like exactly like I wrote him up in college. He's the same guy. Usually who these guys are, like if you're a turnover guy, you're going to be a turnover guy. It's hard to get around it.
Mm-hmm. 10 picks, and he hasn't even played every game. He missed a couple, or at least one. 10 picks in, let's see, eight games. 10 picks in 8 games for Drew
Locke. Similarly.
10 picks in 7 games.
Similarly, there's, one of the things that I didn't like about Marcus Mariota coming out is it's a positive where he doesn't take a lot of chances. He can see that, that could turn into an interception, but he also doesn't take chances. And it's the same thing Trey Lance has. Trey Lance doesn't turn it over, but he also doesn't take many chances. At some point, and Quincy even says this, Quincy Avery, who I think is going to be working with Trey Lance, I think he already is working with Trey Lance, Deshaun's personal quarterback coach. At some point, to be a great quarterback in the NFL, you have to be willing to take chances. It's the same way if you want to make a bunch of money in a casino at a blackjack table. At some point, you got to bet big to win big, and if you're not willing to do that as a quarterback, you can't win big either.
Well, with that, it's go on runs. Can you go on a run?
Mm-hmm.
That's the one. I'm looking at a list here. Dell put this this story in. I'm looking at a list here of free agents and where they'll go. I'm convinced Springer will end up with the Mets. I'm just convinced. I think it'll F you to the Yankees. Here's a guy that got past you and cheated to get past you. I think it's that dude's got just a boatload
of money.
Not
Red Sox?
Red Sox are, Matt Snyder thinks that he'll go to the Red Sox, but a couple other, two of them think that the Mets are the team. Trevor Bauer, the Angels seem to be the favorite for Trevor Bauer. DJ LeMahieu, everybody thinks he's going back to the Yankees, that they won't lose him.
Because I don't think he's going to find the market.
Marcell Ozuna back to the Braves. Michael Brantley back to the Astros.
Good. I'll take
a couple of people, although a couple of people think the White Sox are a possibility. I still think Tampa's a real possibility for him. But Justin Turner back to the Dodgers.
Why Tampa?
He's from the Tampa area.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah. And then Masahiro Tanaka back to the Yankees. Marcus Semien, Phillies, Reds, Blue Jays. So George Springer is the... Not one person thinks he's coming back to the Astros, and I would concur. The Giants, White Sox, and Red Sox are also in play. I could see the White Sox. I could see the Red Sox as well.
They got money. You got Hinch. No, Hinch is in Detroit. Oh, you got Tony. But, yeah, the White Sox would make some sense. But, George really, I think, wants to get back east. His wife's from New York. He's from Connecticut. Mets. And Red Sox make a ton of sense, although White Sox have money and could definitely, and they're trying to
Red Sox got money reset. too, and they got to pick up some I mean, you know, letting Mookie go.
And listen, he's
and
a big...
Where they finish, they don't put up with that.
But the Mets could really overpay because George is a culture guy.
Yeah.
And the one thing you need with the Mets is try to, like, get that culture.
Although they, if there's one thing they really don't need, it's outfielders.
That's a problem. But they could also move somebody.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, because they already got Jake Mariznick. So you really don't need anymore.
You can't... I mean, once you get Jake Mariznick, you're kind of done.
Yeah. I mean...
You got the ladies love Mariznick. You got a guy who's a great defensive fielder. He had a great season in 17 where he hit for a lot of power in 2017.
Great
season. Out of nowhere.
Great
well, for him.
Is relative.
Yeah, for him.
Is relative.
And he did have that one streak where he struck out like...
People are saying great season.
What was it, like 18 strikeouts in a row one time? That was different. That was something that's you don't want to harp on.
Yeah. Well, it's special.
Yeah, you just
he
don't
was
wanna...
a special player at the plate. For a lot of that season. Didn't he have like 100 strikeouts 50 games in?
Yeah, but look at his hair.
I know, right?
Yeah, who
cares? The ladies loved him.
Let me ask you guys something before we go, and Lance eventually beats it. The Rockets' 16th pick overall. Considering what's all going on, who's going to be or who's not, first-round pick in a while, mid-lottery, would you rather the Rockets take what appears to be a solid, firm rotational piece or a boom-or-bust prospect?
I think a solid piece.
I'd rather go boom or bust. Take your shot now.
Well, you can't afford a bust, though. You really can't afford it. I'd like a guy that'll score 12 a game.
Well, I mean, but if you could get a boom or bust at 16, yeah, take your shot. When else
but
are you going to get
a rotational guy that can, you know, score 12 to, I mean, and actually contribute? If it's a bust, you're screwed.
I think you're going to be getting, yeah, I mean, you're not screwed. You're screwed right now anyway.
But you need some young guys. This is another team that needs some young guys that will contribute. The youngest guy, the only guy that's outplaying his contract is Daniel House, and he's not doing that very well. The only guy on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I'm in the mode though that if you have a chance to hit a Kawhi, I mean, that's, you know, I'm using best case scenarios obviously,
right.
But no, if you have a chance to hit someone, I mean, you have to define boom or bust.
Well, Kawhi was probably he was a good player. I think wasn't he conference player of the year?
Yeah, so he was really good in college.
So he had multiple years in college. So I wouldn't call him boom or bust. Particularly,
no, I'm just saying where you're drafting.
Yeah, I'm looking for a guy who maybe doesn't have a lot of whether you played a year in
you
college.
You know, Porter was considered a little boom or bust because of injury stuff
which
or whatever.
Porter?
Michael Porter.
Yeah, and yeah, a guy like that, a guy who's highly skilled, but you're not sure about because of injuries or lack of playing.
That's or do why you want Porter fell.
Or do you want the 3-year, 4-year
college
guy?
I'm taking
that.
My shot.
I would do that. If a Michael Porter, talent wise, was supposed to be a top 3 pick.
Like if a guy falls because of injury concerns or just lack
right.
of time
I would
playing.
Take. I would take a boom.
What about
bust?
A problem?
That's the
what
only
if he
way.
Problems.
What type?
The
of
only
problems?
Way you get a boom talent there is there's something at play. So I would take a boom bust over a guy who's a rotational player. For me personally, I would if you gave me a choice of those two, then I would take the boom bust guy at 16.
And by the way, Michael Porter is the 4th pick in the draft, so he fell only 14th. You're right. I'm looking at the wrong number. 14th. Yeah. So that's what we're talking about.
No, that's a guy that was supposed to be, and injuries killed it.
Yeah.
Now if you get one of those,
but some people considered him a potential bust because of injuries.
Yeah.
To me, you take that shot.
Yeah,
you know who else took the shot? Portland took that, and Houston was interested in the dude with knee injury the degenerative knee condition from the Portland Trail Blazers from Washington.
Brandon Roy.
Yeah, Brandon Roy. Brandon Roy,
was
everyone knew that he had a medical issue, but the question was, would you willing to draft a guy with a medical issue? And they did.
And they got a couple good, great years out of him.
Yeah, they did.
He lasted, what are we talking about, 4 years of healthy, three all-star appearances, and then it fell apart.
Is that it?
Yeah.
God, it felt like he was there longer.
Nope.
Not to me.
He was done pretty much at 25. Played
well, he
at 26.
He was a good ball player,
and
though.
And got hurt, sure and it was really
But that's
over.
A boom or bust that I take a chance on. Now, ultimately, what did that...
Yeah.
Gave you a chance, you know, but the bust eventually showed up, though. Yao Ming was boom bust.
What about Euro boom bust?
Yeah, I'm taking chances now. There was a time they sucked. I feel like they're more. I feel like they're better vetted now.
Well, yeah, and they're more physical.
They are. Some of them are just more skilled. It just feels like there was a bunch of guys sneaking through after Dirk that shouldn't have been here. It feels like the Euro guys, they tend to be good players now. Look at how many of them are drafted later in the first round to turn into players.
Yep.
Like, wow, look where this guy was.
And just add a name to it, CBS Sports has the Rockets taking R.J. Hampton, a guy who, you know, didn't he go play
New Zealand.
Australia, New Zealand for a year, and then instead of going to college.
Yeah.
So that's who they have taken.
Now, that's a boomer bust guy.
And that, yeah, and I take that.
Yeah.
And that's a boomer bust guy. That's an example of a guy I would take.
6'5", two guard?
6'5", two guard who's played in, who has no college experience, goes and plays in a different league.
Hey, mate.
But I take that chance, though.
Good day. Do you have to talk like that?
You don't have to.
No, Ben Simmons. Didn't Ben Simmons spend time in Australia? And he don't talk like that, right?
You all think
wasn't he?
Ben Simmons, look there at me. He did, mate. He lived there for a little bit. He's Australian.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Ben Simmons. I've shot 4 3-pointers in my entire career.
Melbourne.
Rockets need to do? They need to go to ZipRecruiter and find the right candidate. That's what they need to do.
We all know what ZipRecruiter will provide for you.
ZipRecruiter will provide the best qualified candidates for your job. So maybe that's where the Rockets should go and find the best qualified candidates to play with or without James Harden. Well, here's the deal on ZipRecruiter. They do the work for you. Not so much in an NBA draft, but so much for your business. In businesses, they got powerful matching technology. ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply for your job. ZipRecruiter can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the right ones. ZipRecruiter is so effective. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate the first day. That's pretty good. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter.com/John. In this environment, it's so hard to find that right candidate, and it's so important that you do. So get with ZipRecruiter and have them find the perfect candidate for you. They will even invite them to apply for your job if they're a perfect match for you. And that's what ZipRecruiter does all day long. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter.com/John.
ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
951 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-377. Well, he had a huge week last week. Talking about Nyheim Hines. He's playing Green Bay, who gives it up on the ground, too. So that's something we're looking at here. I'm looking at the Colts and Packers this week.
Ooh, good game.
That is a good game. At the Colts. You know what? I'm thinking that the Colts can win this football game.
Yeah. Oh, the Colts can definitely win it. Well, here's the key. The Colts, they get Kamiko Touré back, I think, this week as well. Tyquan Lewis is developing into a much better player. DeForest Buckner, their linebackers are playing well. The whole key, if you want to beat Aaron Rodgers this year, Aaron and the passing game has looked either incredible or suspect, and it's all based on how they get rushed. Mm-hmm. If the Colts put pressure on Aaron Rodgers, he's got trouble. That's been like the truth this year. When pressure has been on,
Tampa made him look terrible.
They haven't handled it well, so I think that's a good. I think that feels like the best game of the week. Am I wrong?
Tennessee at Baltimore.
Yeah, both those teams need that one. That's a big one.
Kansas
for both
City
teams.
At Vegas.
Revenge game. What's the number in that? They're not letting you have anything. I bet you that Kansas City is a. I bet you Kansas City is a.
I think
5-point favorite.
I think 5 or 6.
Yeah.
Let me see. I will tell you in just a second
here. They got beat at home by the Raiders. You know, it's a little bit of a revenge game.
Let's see. At this point in our lives, the Kansas City Chiefs are 7. Yeah. Now, the Raiders are a good team, though.
I know. They're not letting you have anything with the Chiefs there.
Well, not letting you have anything.
Take the Raiders.
No.
Take the Raiders.
The Raiders put it on them last time. I'll tell you who's – I don't see this number. The Vikings are only 7 over the Cowboys. The Vikings are playing good football.
They are. Coming off Monday night, so that's probably factored into the number. Probably a little bit of a letdown going against the Cowboys.
Terrible, and they're only a there's some that's a
Dalton's back.
That's
probably why Dalton's back.
What kind of line is that though? What would we call that?
I call it strange.
Strange.
Strange. Weird. Queer. I don't know what you call it.
It's a queer line.
Hmm.
I think it's odd or strange. Okay. The Colts are 2-point favorites over the Packers. That's odd.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of oddness going on right now. The Patriots, what do you think that line is?
It's there.
It's at the Texans.
Oh, that's right. They're here. We can't go to games. I don't even pay attention to them anymore. I guess we could. I'm not even trying.
Yeah, you can go. Care.
Yeah, but
you can buy that ticket.
No, media.
Oh.
I'm going to say the Patriots are 3.
2.5.
Okay.
I wouldn't get my initial thing was, really, the Patriots are favored? They're not that good. They had a wind game and a rain game that they played pretty well.
Did you get any chance to watch last Sunday's game?
The Texans?
Yeah.
I'm discounting that totally. The wind in that game was ridiculous. The Texans, where the Texans had an advantage, the weather took it away. Because the Browns just ran the ball.
The Texans and Browns.
Which is a Texans weakness.
But they both moved the ball and ended up getting zeros. They couldn't get points.
Well, that's.
They were also dum-dums.
The head coach, first of all, should have kicked his first field goal. And that's on him.
The Texans have lost 7 games. That's a problem. And the Patriots are just coming off of a really good win.
They've lost 5.
But they're coming off of a good win.
Yeah.
The most recency, I think that would have been a pick 'em that has moved maybe a good full 2.
You know what kills
points.
People? Recency. Because yes. In the NFL, if you play well this week, you're probably going to play like crap the next.
Well, that's why Minnesota and Dallas is 7, because you're worried about letdown. You just got done off a Monday game. You got a letdown game. It's Cowboys. Big deal. I think Andy Dalton is back, so it should be better than what they've had so far. I mean, Garrett Gilbert did a nice job. He did a good job. You know, you got a cover. You're getting 15 at home or whatever. Congratulations. You get this cover trophy, yeah. The first Dallas cover of the year. But I'm kind of with you. You can be let down all you want. Is there any way Dallas stops Dalvin Cook?
The Bears did a pretty good job, but they don't have the Bears defense.
Bears are a phenomenal defense.
Yeah, the Bears, they don't have the Bears defense. I think there's a lot of money in them there hills this week. I think there's a lot to be said for some of these lines. Lance is beating it right here on ESPN 97.5. So there is that. He's also right now going to talk about Craig DeSerf.
Well, because Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC has been, you know, that's my choice. It's been our choice in our family for 3 different vehicles. All 3 have been leases because that's what we're doing right now. We've purchased in the past, and there's some great 0% finance options. 0% for up to 84 months. I mean, that's 7 years of paying off a vehicle. Now, the reason people do that is because you're going to keep your car for a long time. You don't plan on just flipping it after 3 or 4 years. You don't want to do that. But you also get to make the payments much, much lower. And you have no finance rate. So it's no problem. You're controlling what your payments are going to be on a monthly basis. So 0% financing up to 84 months. That's a possibility for you right now for well-qualified buyers. But they also are going to make sure that you get taken care of with truck month coming up. So great offers are available with the GMC Silverado, all versions of it, all versions of the the Chevy Silverado and the GMC Sierra pickup trucks. All versions are available to you with deep discounts going on right now. What you need to do is make sure you go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. And make sure that you see what the best offers are for you and what the vehicles look like that are available that you have your eyes on. They're right there in Angleton. You can't miss it. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, all-star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.